diverse personalities, the very best and intellect when it comes to news, programs, talk shows. There is no other radio station like this. This is
every day.
Here are the headlines at 18 hours on Lusaka Radio. The Zambia Police Service at Lusaka Central Police Station has opened an inquiry into alleged threats made by Robert Seringa, Patriotic Front Member of Parliament for Mafinga Constituency, during a press briefing on Sunday, July 20th, 2025. Zesco Limited and the Zambia Police Service conducted a joint security operation leading to the arrest of 32 suspects in a 24-hour period targeting power line vandalism. In international news, a landmark decision by a top UN court has cleared the way for countries to sue each other over climate change, including over historic emissions of planet-warming gases.
977 News.
And now for the news in detail, my name is Ndashi Mataka. The Zambia Police Service at Lusaka Central Police Station has opened an inquiry into alleged threats made by Robert Seringa, Patriotic Front Member of Parliament for Mafinga Constituency, during a press briefing on Sunday, July 20th, 2025. Zambia Police Public Relations Officer Ray Homonga says the inquiry follows a formal report filed on July 22, 2025 at 14 hours by Francis Mulenga Fulwe, aged 50, of a certain plot in Chamber Valley, Lusaka, who is also PF Member of Parliament for Chilubi Constituency. According to the report, Seringa was seen and heard during the live stream allegedly issuing threats against Mr. Emmanuel Mwamba and former University of Zambia lecturer Dr. Shishua Sishua. He reportedly accused the duo of circulating damaging articles about him and threatened to deal with them.
Reported that Honorable Robert Seringa, also a PF Member of Parliament representing Mafinga Constituency, did propose violence by allegedly issuing threats aimed at Ambassador Emmanuel Mwamba and former investor of Zambia lecturer Dr. Sishua Sishua. These threats were reportedly made during a press briefing conducted via an online live broadcast on Kalemba Media platform on the 20th of July 2025 around 10 hours. According to the report, Honorable Seringa was seen and heard during the live broadcast allegedly threatening to deal with Mr. Emmanuel Mwamba and Dr. Sishua Sishua, accusing them of circulating damaging articles against him. This conduct prompted Honorable Fube to report the matter to the police. In light of this, the Zambia Police Service wishes to inform the public that Honorable Robert Seringa will be summoned to assist with investigations as part of the ongoing inquiry. We urge all involved parties to remain calm and allow the due process of the law to take its course. The Zambia Police Service reiterates its commitment to upholding public order and ensuring that political discourse remains peaceful, respectful, and within the confines of the law. Further updates will be provided as investigations progress. Thank you.
Zesco Limited and the Zambia Police Service conducted a joint security operation leading to the arrest of 32 suspects in a 24-hour period targeting power line vandalism. In Indola, 29 suspects, including men, women, and minors, were arrested for digging and cutting live Zesco copper cables. Two individuals, Edward Chingozi and Fortune Mwansa Chimwende, were convicted in Lusaka for vandalizing Zesco property and sentenced to 7 years with hard labor. The total estimated loss from vandalism cases across the country on July 22, 2025 exceeds 355,000 kwacha. Zesco urged the public to remain vigilant and report suspicious activities to safeguard national infrastructure. This is according to a statement issued to Lusaka Radio by Zesco Corporate Affairs Department.
977 News.
A staggering $3.5 billion is in suspected illicit financial flows flows, rather, has been identified in Zambia, raising serious concerns about financial integrity in the country. According to the 10th edition of the Financial Intelligence Center report released, a significant portion of these flows is attributed to multinational enterprises engaging in questionable commercial practices. The center also noted a reduction in analyzed reports related to public sector corruption, dropping from 55 in 2023 to 40 in 2024. The report also highlights that a total of 1,203 individuals and entities were implicated in these illicit activities, comprising 401 companies and 802 natural persons. Notably, many of the implicated corporates are newly incorporated businesses with little substantive commercial activity to justify their high transaction volumes. Furthermore, a majority of the natural persons involved were foreign nationals who often collaborated with Zambians to facilitate the transactions.
977 News.
Meanwhile, the Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security has welcomed the report, highlighting significant progress in Zambia's fight against financial crime. Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security Jack Mwimbu notes President Hakainde Hichilema's commitment to a transparent financial system. The report notes a marked reduction in public sector corruption cases compared to money laundering, fraud, and tax evasion. Tax assessments reached 28.9 billion kwacha in 2024, up from 1.2 billion in 2023. The Law Enforcement Directorate secured 3 conviction-based forfeitures and 7 non-conviction-based forfeitures, recovering assets worth 2.5 million United States dollars and 70 million kwacha. Suspicious transactions reported decreased by 12.74% from 10,293 in 2024 to 8,981 in 2025. And Mwimbu says government is addressing emerging challenges like cyber fraud and illicit financial flows tied to illegal lodging.
The FIC notes a marked reduction in public sector corruption cases compared to money laundering, fraud, and tax evasion, underscoring the effectiveness of our anti-corruption measures. Under the leadership of President Hakainde Hichilema, the government has declared zero tolerance to corruption and committed to fight past, present, and future corruption with no sacred cows. Through collaboration with the Zambia Revenue Authority, tax assessments reached 28.9 billion in 2024, up from 1.2 billion in 2023, covering principal tax, interest, and penalties, subject to correction.
The Zambia National Farmers Union, ZNFU, has expressed serious concern over the Lands and Deeds Registry Amendment Bill 2025, noted it was drafted without consulting farmers, despite them being the most affected stakeholders. ZNFU President Jervis Zimba states that a provision granting the Chief Registrar of Lands powers to cancel certificates of title threatens land security, foundational to agricultural investment and financing. Zimba views this as potentially eroding confidence in the land administration system, I beg your pardon, if enacted without safeguards and broad consultation. Zimba views this as potentially eroding confidence in the land administration system if enacted without safeguards and broad consultation, and he appealed to the Minister of Lands and Natural Resources to withdraw the bill from Parliament and initiate a transparent consultation process with stakeholders, including the farming community. Zimba says meaningful engagement is essential to ensure amendments protect land ownership integrity while addressing current challenges.
Credible, accurate business news.
The Zambia Revenue Authority has impounded a light containerized truck that was carrying 300 cases of Kanyagi beer concealed under sacks of Kapenta potatoes and clothes. The truck with registration number BLC and currently parked at ZRA McKinney Yard was intercepted in Kapiri Mposhi on Saturday 19th July 2025 and escorted to Lusaka for further investigation. The investigation has since revealed that this was a pure case of concealment, a form of smuggling. The beer and truck have been seized, and ZRA Senior Corporate Affairs officer, Robert Zawe, says has the truck not been intercepted, the government would have lost 418,135.43 in tax revenue. Zawe said the items declared for transportation included kapenta, potatoes and motor vehicle rims, among other items, but the transporter failed to declare the Konyagi beer. Zawe said the ZRA mobile enforcement teams are on high alert to curtail smuggling around the country.